Researchers from Monash University and Ambulance Victoria are today warning Australian governments that they need to change their approach to the opioid crisis. The research team trawled through almost 6 years of data on opioid-related ambulance call-outs and found that half the overdoses were not accidental, they were intentional. The researchers say the current official focus on preventing unintentional harm from opioids needs to shift urgently to suicide prevention. Isabel Rowe has more.
Newcastle woman Robin Lewis used to be a drug addict. These days she's clean and now works as a counsellor helping other addicts. But one of the most common drugs she sees in the community are those prescribed by a GP.
I mean, all you have to say is, oh, you know, that's not working anymore, and the doctor will give you a higher dose. People going in there for a sore arm and they're coming out with a full-blown opioid addiction.
And Robin sees the toll opioids take on the community. Recently, one of her friends took his own life after years of addiction. She says while many addicts do reach out to helplines and rehab centres, they often can't respond in time.
People aren't getting the help they need when they need it. Yeah, it's a terrible situation to be in.
The use of opioids like codeine have been under scrutiny in recent years after revelations more Australians die from taking pharmaceutical opioids than the illicit drug heroin. In a comprehensive study, Monash University and Ambulance Victoria have analysed 14,000 opioid-related ambulance call-outs between 2013 and 2018. They found just 6% of people had accidentally taken too much and half of the overdoses were likely suicide attempts. Associate Professor Suzanne Nielsen led the study.
One of the assumptions around opioid-related harm has been that most of it is accidental. I think what this paper really adds is that there are many cases of harm which seem like they're not necessarily accidental and that they're more complex.
The research found a third of overdoses where an ambulance was called involved the use of codeine and oxycodone, both prescribed for pain. When the study started, codeine was readily accessible over the counter, but it was made prescription only early last year. Associate Professor Nielsen says it's those more common opioids that are being used in excess.
Codeine is a weak opioid that's relatively widely available, and we saw this involved in two out of every five attendances, so it was very common. In contrast, we didn't see that many fentanyl-related attendances, but the ones that we did were very severe.
The study found younger people, including children as young as 12, are the most likely to intentionally overdose on the prescription drugs. Suzanne Nielsen wants the research to encourage policymakers and doctors to consider a patient's mental health before prescribing opioids. Dr. Hester Wilson is an addiction expert at the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, and she agrees.
There are, you know, a percentage of people who have high levels of distress and are suicidal and are undertaking this behaviour as a way to manage their distress. And we need to help them to find ways that are less dangerous and are going to be more beneficial for them.
And do those services exist? And is there enough of them?
They do exist. I think they need to be further developed. Initially, it's going to be more expensive because you've got to put time and money into that. But it's going to actually improve people's lives and save lives.
The study has been published today in the journal Addiction.
Isabel Rowe reporting.